Blog Talk Radio.
Did you know there's a secret place to expand your mind? A place to escape the same old negative news? Welcome to Colombo Chronicles Live with Rose Colombo, award-winning author, cable TV and radio host, poet, and advocate for justice. Rose has been seen and heard on local and national TV and radio. She's consulted with victims of injustice for more than 20 years. Her articles have been published in major and local newspapers and magazines. Listen live as Rose Colombo welcomes prominent authors and experts to her podcast every Wednesday from noon to 1 p.m. Pacific time at blogtalkradio.com/Colombo Chronicles. You can call in and ask questions at 646-564-9742. Follow Rose Colombo every Wednesday from 12 noon to 1 p.m. on Colombo Chronicles Live at blogtalkradio.com/Colombo Chronicles.
Colombo Chronicles Live. Colombo is on their trail. Listen up at Colombo Chronicles Live.
Hi, everyone. This is the Rose Colombo, and listen up for a 15-minute question. Is the government playing Russian roulette with American lives? Are they destroying lives, or are they saving lives? Are they destroying lives by lockdowns and causing depression and suicidal tendencies as suicides increase and making people homeless, losing their business, making them despondent, breaking up their families, causing divorce, more domestic violence and abuse? These are all the questions that they are not talking about or answering on MSM or social media. But I am an advocate for justice for 30 years, and I have talked to the people, interviewed the people across this nation. I've had firsthand experience at the corruption within the system. I've written books, award-winning books, and to help people understand that there is a serious problem in a two-tier justice system in this country. So I ask the question, and is the federal and state governments, as well as Bill and Melinda Gates, Dr. Birx, Dr. Fauci, CDC, Big Pharma, all invested in Wall Street for profit? They make billions of dollars off of prescription drugs. They make billions of dollars off of vaccinations. And this is a big multi-billion dollar business we're talking about here. And they need guinea pigs. They need people. And in the past, they always had a 5 to 7 year short and long-term case studies before they put out a vaccine, and those studies were published in the medical journals for public review and scrutiny, and that is when the FDA would approve it. But now we are being forced and told that we must be injected with a needle of chemicals plunged into our arms, and it is an FDA experimental vaccine. And this is being forced on the masses in America and around the world, saying you have no choice. So who are these people who have given away our constitutional and civil rights to make choices and to opt in or out, or our right to religious freedom to make a choice as well, or based on our medical conditions? So everyone is a guinea pig because it is an FDA-approved experimental vaccine for emergency use. Well, if you don't have COVID and you're not sick and you have a strong immune system, no matter what your age and you're healthy, you have a right to work. You have a human right to work. You have a right to provide and sustain your lifestyle, a right to work to sustain the necessities of life in the United States of America. And they are denying all of your human rights, civil rights, and constitutional rights. And it is a good idea, of course, to vaccinate people once it's all approved and there are no other issues and you go to your doctor and your doctor has your medical records, and from that point on, you make a choice. that's how it's always worked in the past. That isn't what they want to do today. This is unprecedented in the United States of America, and it's promoted by people invested in big pharma and drugs and vaccines for profit in the billions, as I stated. It's promoted by people such as Dr. Fauci, Bill and Melinda Gates, Obama, Hillary Clinton, Nancy Pelosi, and Biden, and many Democrats. And many are members of the New World Order who seek to reduce the population in America and around the world. They are the same wealthy people who promote eugenics and abortions and same-sex and transgenderism. They promote early end-of-life counseling for the very ill and the elderly and euthanasia, which is all included in Obamacare. And these are leftist agendas for depopulation of the elderly, the very sick, and the other programs are also to indoctrinate children into those lifestyles, which are all depopulation programs. So now they are forcing an experimental vaccine without giving you all the information, without short and long-term case studies, or a list of chemicals and additional materials used in the vaccine that may cause a deadly or a serious chronically ill effect on your body, because there's no way of them to know until they plunge the needle in your body. We know that Henry Aaron died 2 weeks after he was vaccinated, as we watched on television, and he appeared to be pretty healthy for his age and very happy and healthy. And according to what I read, he was. And then there was a doctor who 16 or 17 days later, after being vaccinated, dropped dead as well. And John Hopkins scientists said it was from the Pfizer vaccination. So we have no short and long-term case studies to review in medical journals, which takes up to 5 to 7 years to complete. Remember, one shoe doesn't fit all. And so I'm going to medical kidnap 55 Americans. I bet you didn't know this, because MSM and CDC and Dr. Fauci and Bill and Melinda Gates and Obama and Biden and all the Democrats, I would guess, haven't given you this information. 55 Americans have died following an mRNA COVID injection as Norway death tolls rise to 29 that they know of. This is by Zero Hedge News. Amid increasing calls for suspension of the use of mRNA-based COVID-19 vaccines produced by companies such as Pfizer, especially among elderly people, the situation in Norway has escalated significantly, as the Scandinavian has now registered a total of 29 deaths among people over the age of 75 who've had their first COVID-19 vaccination shot. Now, we know that Bill Gates alluded in a video that if we could just, he said, well, we can't say the word, but what he meant was euthanize and early end of life agendas be implemented so that the elderly population could be reduced. He said that then they could use millions and millions of dollars for education. So that was very interesting to me. Until Friday, Pfizer-BioNTech was the only vaccine available in Norway, and all deaths are thus linked to this vaccine. The Norwegian Medicines Agency said in a written response to Bloomberg on Saturday, there are 13 deaths that have been assessed, and we are aware of another 16 deaths that are currently being assessed, said the agency. All the reported deaths related to elderly people with serious basic disorders, it said. Most people have experienced the expected side effects of the vaccine, such as nausea, vomiting, fever, local reactions at the injection site, and worsening of their underlying condition, even leading to death. Norway's experience has promoted the country to suggest that COVID-19 vaccines may be too risky for the very old and terminally ill, the exact group that the science shows are actually at risk from the virus. Well, isn't that intriguing and interesting as well? This is why, in the past, the FDA and the government and the medical profession always required 5 to 7 year long-term case studies on the chemicals, the reactions, the allergies, because everyone is different. Everyone is different by race, ethnicity, sexual preference, age, gender, if they're taking prescription drugs, if they're taking illegal drugs, how those chemicals are going to react in that person's body, and so forth. So everybody is a guinea pig when they get vaccinated by a experimental vaccination without long-term case studies that take 5 to 7 years. So I believe, in my opinion, that this is grossly negligent and dereliction of duty by everyone involved. Pfizer and BioNTech are working with the Norwegian regulator to investigate the deaths in Norway. Pfizer said in an email statement, the agency found that the number of incidents so far is not alarming and in line with expectations, Pfizer said. So we have everyone being a guinea pig, and these are the expectations that after you're vaccinated, you die, and it's no big deal? Wow. However, it's not just Norway, as the Epoch Times Zachary Stieber reports. 55 people in the United States have died after receiving a COVID-19 vaccine, according to reports submitted to a federal system. And I know that there were two doctors reported online who died, and there was a nurse and that we know about that was reported online, and Henry Aaron, a famous sports person, who was 86, but the article says he was in very good health. His video looked as if he was in very good health and happy when he got the vaccine, and then 2 weeks later he was dead. In some cases, patients died within days of receiving a COVID-19 vaccine. This is why you need short and long-term studies. One man, a 66-year-old senior home resident in Colorado, was sleepy and stayed in bed a day after getting Moderna vaccine. Early the next morning on Christmas Day, the resident was observed in bed, lying still, pale, eyes half open, and foam coming from his mouth and unresponsive, the VAERS report states. He was not breathing and with no pulse. In another case, a 93-year-old South Dakota man was injected with the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine on January 4th around 11 a.m. 2 hours later, he said he was tired and he couldn't continue with the physical therapy he was doing any longer. He was taken back to his room where he said his legs felt heavy. Soon after he stopped breathing, a nurse declared a do not resuscitate order. In addition to the deaths, people have reported 96 life-threatening events following COVID-19 vaccinations, as well as 24 permanent disabilities, 225 hospitalizations, and 1,388 emergency room visits. And some of those reports I read online by the actual victims said that one side of their face was paralyzed, others said their face and their that part of their body was paralyzed on that side, and two nurses online with different videos who did not work in the same place stated that they did not have COVID before they got the vaccination, but they got COVID after they got the vaccination. Doctors around the world issue dire warning, do not get the COVID vaccine. So 10 dead with 51 severe side effects among Germany's elderly after experimental Pfizer COVID injections. Remember, this is experimental, which means everyone is a guinea pig. Why would the governments of the world do this? Baseball legend Hank Aaron, dead after receiving the experimental Moderna mRNA COVID injection. Dr. Fauci was linked to Moderna, and he was also reported in a virology journal to state that HCQ was a cure for COVID SARS and that it was a miracle drug. So why didn't he promote it while all these people are dying? And why didn't the government promote it and the CDC and the medical profession? Why is it that we have to be forced to get a experimental vaccine making everybody a guinea pig? Experimental Pfizer COVID shot. I can't stand to see my mom this way. It makes me want to cry knowing I can't do anything to help her after she was vaccinated. 24 dead and 137 infected at New York nursing home after experimental COVID injections. Why are they using people around the world as guinea pigs? Very healthy 56-year-old Miami obstetrician dies after being injected with the experimental Pfizer COVID vaccine. Perfectly healthy 41-year-old pediatric assistant dies suddenly after injected with experimental Pfizer COVID vaccine. Four people died and 240 got COVID-19 in Israel after being injected with Pfizer experimental mRNA vaccine. Is the Tennessee nurse who passed out on live camera after the COVID vaccine still alive? Some people say no, she died. 32-year-old Mexican doctor suffers seizures and is paralyzed after receiving the Pfizer experimental vaccine. 27-year-old Canadian healthcare worker faints and suffers multiple seizures after Pfizer experimental COVID vaccine. More casualties reported among healthcare workers from experimental unproved COVID vaccines. So why are they keeping all this information from the American people and pushing the approved FDA experimental vaccines from Moderna and Pfizer, knowing that there are serious deaths and allergic reactions that are reported, and with no short and long-term case studies published in the medical journals, which is always done in the past? What is the rush? Because if HCQ, as Dr. Fauci stated, was the answer and a miracle cure, and doctors around the world who use it with, they say, zinc and C and other treatments cures COVID, then why aren't they using that instead of using people as a guinea pig? Do they want to depopulate the medical profession? Do they want to depopulate the elderly people? Because the New World Order seeks to reduce the population in the world by 50% by 2030 and 90% by 2050 as they buy up, like Bill Gates, all the farmland, and Ted Turner, all the ranch land, all the farmland, and they're in bed with Monsanto, and that means that they are going to push the GMO non-nutritional seeds in America, which makes people even less healthy and affects their immune system as well. And it will break down the food industry until they control the food industry, and the Bushes and Buffett and many billionaires have been buying up the water supplies and the sanitation supply companies, and the Bushes bought the largest renewable water reservoir in the world in Paraguay years ago. Why are these people buying up the water supplies and buying up the land in America? Because, and why is Biden denying and transitioning out of oil, coal, fossil fuel, and so forth, our energy companies, causing the loss of thousands of jobs and hurting these businesses that provide our energy. You need to think about this, and you need to call your legislators, 202-225-3121. You need to write letters. You need to demand answers, because this is a matter of life and death, and this is a matter of losing our United States of America. The Constitution of the United States is being undermined and overthrown, and there are people who are working to control the United States of America, reduce the population, as I stated, own the water and the food. If you own the water and the food and the energy companies and the oil and communications, then you own people. And you can depopulate them. You can send them to camps like they do in communist China. And so it's time to awaken to the truth. And I just want to say God bless you. God bless America. I hope this helps you understand that this is an FDA experimental vaccine, and people are dying after being vaccinated, paralyzed, and suffering from health consequences. And we are being used as guinea pigs. No doubt about it. And MSM and social media are not going to provide you with this information. So stay healthy and write your congressman and call your congressman, email them, write on their Facebooks, go to their emails, do whatever you have to do to get answers. Protect yourself and your family from being guinea pigs in the United States of America and around the world. God bless you.
Rose Colombo is signing off, and she's left the building. Be sure to bookmark and share Colombo Chronicles Live every Wednesday from 8 to 9 p.m. on the West Coast. Or if you're sleepless in the big city, that would be 11 to midnight on the East Coast. Rose Colombo says, remember, you're never alone when you tune in every Wednesday to Colombo Chronicles.